Good morning, everyone. You are listening to me, Lori the Love Sherpa, here on 12radio.com, where we are changing the way you listen to the world. It is 10:03 on, what's the date? I believe it's the 19th. And I'm looking at my phone because I was actually not sure. yes, it is Monday, August 19th, 2024. It's kind of funny because I never actually know what day it is unless I look lately. Because I don't work in an office or do anything like that. So there's really no particular reason for me to have to know the date. I know it's Monday. That's good enough. I know I have plans. I know what I'm doing. So I don't necessarily need to know the number. But it is the 19th and it is 10:04 a.m. right now. Excuse me, I'm having a little bit of an issue with my throat, but not too bad. Oops, one sec. Sorry, getting up in the morning sometimes is a little hairy when it comes to speech and talking. And the guys are outside cutting my grass, which probably isn't helping. Okay, so here we are together again after what I hope is a lovely week for all of you. And there always seems to be a lot going on, but I guess that's life. So I will go into the Facebook page and see if I have any and all of you with me here. And the way to do that, to get over there, if you want to talk to me, is... Oops, I just activated Siri on my phone. No, Siri, not right now. We don't need to talk. Okay, but the way you can go over to the Facebook page is on your device, go to 12radio.com, and that will bring up a screen that is black in background. And on the left side, it'll say chat, among some other options. And just hit chat, which is what I'm doing now. And that will take you right down into, that will take you onto the 12radio Facebook page first. And you'll see the schedule at the top. And then just scroll down a little bit and you'll see my banner. And I see all comments. I see Pamela. Hey, Pamela. She says, thanks for producing, Jay. And hi, Lori. The sky just opened up here in the Northeast and we're getting some booms. Ooh, cool. I miss thunderstorms. Yeah, Jay says, I love a great thunderstorm. I do too. I miss them. I really like thunderstorms. Coming from the East Coast, we got them a lot. But out here in California, where I am now, it doesn't happen very often. I think I remember like one, maybe two, the whole time I've been here. And I've been here for 10 years. hey, Ryan. Ryan, he has a nickname for me, Loria, and he says, not the lobster, the goddess, because Loria is the name of a lobster type. I didn't know there were different lobster types, but apparently there are. And apparently Loria is also the name of a goddess, which I actually like a lot better. So hi to you too, Ryan. And Renee is here. Happy full moon, Lori, she says. Happy full moon. I just looked at the calendar and I realized, because on my calendar, it shows when the full moon is. And I was like, oh, okay, full moon Monday. No wonder it feels so weird. I believe it's a full moon in Aquarius, if I'm not mistaken. I'm not positive about that, but I think. And Joni's here. She says, hello, dear one. Aw, that's sweet. I've had a few additions to my world. A part-time position with a woman I know and a volunteer position. Good. Plus, I'm cooking a little something on the back burner. Of course you are. I would very much appreciate a card or two. Thank you. So I will see if I can do that for you, Joni. So like Joni has asked, I'm a woman of many talents. I can pull cards. I can do like a little mini reading for you. I can give you advice on life if you would like it. Through my own experience, as well as the training I've had, As a spiritual psychology practitioner, I am fairly well equipped to dole out some decent advice. And also the fact that I'm a human design projector is pretty helpful too. I think a lot of my knowledge is really innate, and I really feel like our organic gifts are often the most helpful, no matter how much training we have. Although that's absolutely helpful, you know, it gives us some structure and some tools, which is also very important. Okay, so what do I want to share with you today? You know, every time before I do my show, every time before I go on the air, I ask Spirit to help me provide you with what would benefit you most, everyone in the listening audience. And Spirit always comes through. Spirit always like serves up on a platter, you know, something that will benefit all of you, really, I think. I'll go so far as to say that, but definitely at least some of you. And it's what's needed, you know, it's usually what someone really needs to hear. And I get that reflection pretty often, so it's good feedback. So I know I'm on the right track by listening to Spirit, which I don't think we can ever go off track if we listen to Spirit. So I always do. All right, you know, I definitely always try to. So taking my own advice is something that I'm trying to do a lot more of. Because, you know, I can dispense advice all day long. And I know what I'm talking about, and I know it's true, and I know it'll work. Because it's worked for me in the past, and it's worked for many other people. And yet sometimes, you know, if it's something really, really emotional or really triggering, sometimes me and everyone can get really off track sometimes with our spiritual practices. And it's kind of funny because something minute, really, something small in the grand scheme of things, which is, it's just not a big deal now that I look at it objectively. But something triggered me last night. And like I said, it was not a big deal. It was not earth shattering, but just something that affected, you know, my comfort, my structure, my schedule, something that I really feel good doing. It threw me a little bit. I'm trying to figure out a way to say this most appropriately. So basically, I was trying to, well, I'll just tell you what happened. I was trying to sign into a dance class, and the dance class that I was trying to sign into is a week away. It's next Monday night. And that's how, excuse me, keep getting a catch in my throat. Next Monday night is the dance class that I was trying to sign up for. Now, in this particular system, they allow you to sign into whatever class you want up to a week ahead. You can't sign into it before that. So usually I'll sign into it because I know my schedule pretty well, for the classes at least, and I know what I can go to and what I can't. So I try to sign in with as much notice as possible so that I can assure myself of getting a spot. So I usually sign in about a week ahead. And in general, you know, I don't always do it a week ahead. Sometimes I'll do it a few days ahead. And in general, there's usually an open spot. But for the last, I would say the last 3 weeks, I was mindful last week, and so I didn't have any problems. But the week before that, as well as this week, last night, when I tried to sign in, it was like 1:30 in the morning, honestly. It was pretty late. And I wanted to be asleep, but I wasn't. Not that I was having insomnia, not that. I was just awake and doing things around my house, because sometimes I wake up at night. It's kind of wild. But I was awake at 1:30 in the morning. And I was like, oh, I better sign into Monday night's class, because it's been overbooked lately for some strange reason. And I don't know why that is, because there are only 10 spaces in the class, and once that's full, you go on a wait list ordinarily. But the last few times I was there were like 12 people in class, and I'm like, how did that happen? So nobody seems to be able to give me an explanation for that. Anyway, so I said, okay, I just have to be more vigilant about signing in early. So that's what I did last week, and so I'm going to class tonight. I hope this isn't all too like discombobulated, but hopefully you're getting what I'm saying. You have to sign in. The sooner you sign in, if it's a week ahead, you get a better chance of being in class. And so that's what I tried to do last night. I was like, oh, let me sign in. It's early in the morning, and I'll definitely get a spot. And I went to sign in, and it was already waitlisted. It had literally only been available for sign-in for an hour and a half, and it was already waitlisted. And I couldn't believe it. I was like, this cannot be. How is this possible? Everyone in the class cannot be signing in at like midnight, what I mean? To get into this class. It's possible, but it's not probable. So it upsets me, because it upset me last night, because I really, really want to go to this class. It's one of the few classes that they have available now that I can actually attend, because they took out one of the morning classes that I really liked. And I wasn't too happy about that either. And for some reason, this, I think Friday and Saturday, there are no classes available on the schedule. And it's just so strange, because it looks to me like the schedule keeps changing for some reason, and I don't know why. But for a Capricorn who likes structure and stability, all of this is very disconcerting. And I'm sure you can hear it and feel it from my voice. So it's not a fun time for me to have my plans thwarted like that. So what do I do? Automatically, I become annoyed, like instantly, just like irritated. I'm like, how the F did that happen? And then, after realizing that, yes, everything really does happen for me and not to me, and this is all happening for my highest good, even though I cannot see why at the moment, I will probably be seeing why very shortly, because in my experience lately, I have noticed that I see the reason and the benefit for things that seem not to be beneficial, but I can see the benefit pretty quickly after, if I simply relax and go into a state of allowing. If I resist, I might not see the benefit as quickly. But once I do, once I just relax and like, all right, whatever, once I do that, then I can usually see what the benefit is. And I've seen the benefit of being unable to sign into certain classes, because I found another class close to my home. That was a benefit. And so that's what I'll probably do if I can't get into this particular class. I'll probably go to this other open pole, which is closer to my house, and I'll still get movement. It's a little different, but it's still movement, and it still works quite well. Although it doesn't give me the community that I really love. The community for me is a big part of why I love my dance. And I love my particular dance studio, because the community is just lovely. And as a projector in human design, I thrive when I am in other people's energy, and it's a high vibing energy. I just do. Because I am a non-energy being as a projector. And so being a non-energy being means I can feel other people's energy and I can borrow some of that, which is exactly how it works for me. It's the way my aura works. Everyone has a different type of aura. You know, the five different types of human design types all have different auras. And mine just happens to be magnetizing and penetrating. So I magnetize those who are meant to be in my energy, as well as penetrating those who have invited me to be in theirs. And so the other part of that, it's interesting because as I've learned about this, it's quite nuanced in many ways, human design. But as a projector, I've noticed that, and I've learned also that, I was just hit with like a pain in my left hand. Is anybody out there having pain in your left hand? I'm having pain like right now in the palm of my hand. It's going up through the middle of my hand, up like into my wrist. So if anybody is feeling that pain right now, I would love to know. Because sometimes I feel other people's pain. And it's not fun. And I'd like you to stop it. No, I'm just kidding. Sometimes you can't help it. So I'm just curious, is anybody feeling pain in their left hand going up into their wrist right now? Because I am definitely feeling that. And it was very sudden. Very, very sudden. Things like that don't usually happen. Unless there's some energy around and someone else is feeling it. And I am vibing off you. Sorry, just had to take a sip of water. My throat's a little wonky. But the other thing I was going to say, so the nuances of the energy and the aura in human design is that my particular aura can naturally pick up on whatever energy you're giving off, especially if you're an energy type like a generator or a mangen, manifesting generator. And if you don't know a lot about human design, I'm talking about it as if everyone knows, but everyone doesn't. And if you don't know anything about it, just Google human design and you will find out so much information. It's very, very interesting and it applies to everyone. So my particular projector type tends to have an aura that simply feels other people's energy, like all the time, whenever you're in proximity to my aura. And even when you're not, I mean, I have found this is how it works for me. I have found that I can still pick up on your energy even if you're not here. So that may or may not be a human design thing. That may just be an empathic, intuitive thing. Or that might just be a Lori thing. I don't know. But that is how it feels. I do need to take a very short break, maybe like 5 minutes. So Jay, I know I didn't mention this earlier, but if you would, I would love if you could play a bit of music for me. And I will be back in just a few. And this is Lori the Love Sherpa on 12radio.com. Be right back.
Dann wird am Morgen stehen,
Okay, I'm ready whenever you are, Jay. I'm back. Hey, Jay. And we are back. You are here with me, Lori the Love Sherpa, on 1-2 Radio. So, as I was saying, talking about taking my own advice, and this I think is a theme for many of us. You know, we know what we should do, and we don't always do it automatically. But I think that the more we practice, the better we get. So I know that for me, taking my own advice is becoming more of a, it's more of a default setting. Like I might have an initial reaction to something, but as soon as I do, I know better. You know, I know that exactly as I said earlier, everything really is happening for me, for my highest good. Whatever the snafu might be, you know, there's a reason for it. And it's a usually a very good reason, because the universe doesn't make that kind of mistake. The universe knows what's good for us, and the universe knows what's not good for us. And the universe is always sort of steering us in the right direction if we just pay attention. It's so simple, but sometimes it doesn't feel easy because we're not really listening. And when we don't listen, that's when we make life more difficult for ourselves. So I decided that there are many gifts in me not always getting what I think I want. and I was thinking about that too in relation to many other things. I have, for a long time, I have wanted a house. I've lived in an apartment here in California for 10 years, and when I first got here, I tried to find a house, because over in New York, I lived in two houses. I was renting. And I had to kind of drill down and figure out why I wanted a house. I always thought I just wanted a house just so I could own a house, you know, to own a house, so that it would be something steady and something consistent, that I guess I felt like no one could take it away from me. But that's not even true, because unless you pay the house off outright, it's never really yours until you do. So that notwithstanding, I thought about it and I said, you know, this is one desire I've had for a really long time that has not come to fruition. And I will say that it is rare for me to have a heartfelt desire that does not come to fruition. I'm very grateful for that. Anything I truly have ever wanted that has been a pure desire has happened. It has manifested in some way, shape, or form. Usually better than I ever could have expected. And so I was like, this has been so long a desire. Why hasn't it shown up? And then Spirit was like, what do you mean it hasn't shown up? You've lived in two houses. And I'm like, oh yeah, that's right. Of course, I manifested the house to live in. I didn't own it. But did I have to own it to enjoy it? No. Did it give me everything I wanted at the time? Yeah. I had the comfort of not having to share walls with other people like you do in an apartment. I had the space. The only thing I didn't necessarily have was, yeah, I had to pay rent every month, but I would have to do that with anything really, even a mortgage, you have to pay every month, right? Because unless you're very wealthy, which could happen, you don't get to pay for your house outright in cash, and that's probably not a wise investment move anyway. But yeah, so I thought that popped right into my head when I thought about that. It was like spirit was knocking me on the head, saying, have you forgotten about those other two homes you lived in? And the one I was brought up in. I grew up living in a house. My parents owned a house, back when houses were $19,000. That's what they paid for their first home. $19,000. Can you imagine? You can't even get a car for that nowadays. That's so wild. I mean, I guess you can get a car. I don't know. I haven't looked into car prices lately, but I would imagine you can get a car of some sort for that amount. Not the car I would choose, to be perfectly honest. But I'm sure you can get a good car. I'm not trying to be bougie here, but I'm a Capricorn, so there's that. Capricorns do tend to be a little bit bougie sometimes, and I'm sure you've picked that up. I know that people who I dearly love and who dearly love me, they think it's part of my charm. So glad about that. Everything is said with love, and I hope you all know that. All right, let me go back to the Facebook chat just to see if you're all on board with me. While I do that, I'll just keep talking. The whole point is, like, really, I drilled down and I thought about it. I'm like, no, I really have been very connected to spirit in that I've received and manifested everything I've really ever wanted. And that's pretty damn great. And it sounds like I'm bragging, and I don't mean it to sound that way. That's not what I mean. I'm trying to hammer the point home, I guess, of when you don't resist and you just allow things to be there, you get what you want. It works out for you in some way. And usually better than you expect. That's been my experience. Your mileage may vary, but truly, that has been my experience. And it's a lesson. It's really a very good lesson that I want to drive home. Because if I can do it, I think that many other people can probably do it too. I do think there is a set of principles and rules, and I know this, I don't think it actually. There is some stuff that you need to know about yourself if you are going to be able to manifest. And I know Kat was talking about manifesting a little bit on her show too. So this is kind of in line with that. I love having her on before me. It's so great. She's very inspirational. So the things that you have to, how do I want to say this? In other words, you have to make the manifestation piece a part of you. Your own self-concept is a huge part of your manifestation. You have to feel like the person who would have what it is that you want in order to have what you want. Because it's a feeling, right? The feeling of whatever it is that you want. Is what manifests, is what helps manifest the thing that you want. The feeling is the secret, like Neville Goddard teaches. And so feeling a certain way in order to achieve a certain goal is essential. And I like to combine that with feeling the way the person would feel who would have those things. Like, if you're a certain type of person, what would your life look like? And if you want to be that person who has a life that looks a certain way, what do you have to feel and be to call that in? To, I don't know why words are escaping me today. I think it's the full moon or something. I don't know. The words are not coming to me as easily today as I would like them to. As easily as I usually do. I know what I want to say, just getting it out of my mouth is the problem, which is really inconvenient since I'm doing a radio show. Oh, help me, spirit. It's easier to manifest what you want if you are being the person who would already have it. That's what I want to say. And I hope that makes sense, because that's the kind of work that I did when I called in other things that I really wanted and needed. And it worked so beautifully. It, for me, it took a little time, but not a lot, not a whole lot. It took a little bit of time, but I feel like I just had to be consistent with that and kind of work out the kinks of, you know, when we go back and forth and doubting ourselves. And once I did that, it was like, whoosh, here it comes. So that's my very roundabout way of describing manifestation and how it comes about. But yeah, and that all goes hand in hand with not resisting, because if you're in resistance, you're going to stop the flow of energy and nothing's going to manifest. So like I said, in my roundabout way, I am connecting all of the dots here in everything I'm talking about this morning, you know, with not being able to get into my class right away and being waitlisted last night, which didn't make me happy. But knowing that, you know, I'll have to sign in at the stroke of midnight next time, I guess. And maybe even if I do that, maybe there will be a reason I'm waitlisted. Who knows, right? Maybe everybody will have the same idea. Or maybe I just won't be meant to be there that night. I don't know. Obviously, if I'm not going to be in that class, I'm not meant to be there that night. And I'm meant to do something else. Or I'm meant to see something else. Or someone's going to show up that I'm really going to be happy I didn't miss. You know, knocking on my door, perhaps, or at a store. Like, if I decide to do something other than go to my dance class, and I find a, you know, a bag with $1 million, you know, that nobody wants, and I get to keep it, well, yeah, I think I'll miss a dance class to do that. I won't mind. Of course, these are silly examples, but you never know. So, but you get my drift. You get the idea. It's for my highest good, for some reason, to not get what I think I might want at that moment, right? And honestly, I can think of quite a few reasons why it might not be a good idea for me to own a house at this point in time. Property taxes, California, you know, all kinds of things. I mean, that's a lot of responsibility, which maybe I don't necessarily want or need right now. And when I do, I have no doubt that this house will show up. And I am willing to wait for spirit's timing, not my own. It just works so much better. And I have no idea, well, I might have some idea what spirit has in mind. I do, because like I said, once I relax and allow the flow of energy, I get answers. And so, yeah, I do know why Spirit wants me to wait, because Spirit knows me very well. I mean, I am the energy of Spirit, so we are not separate. My higher self knows my human very, very well. My higher self knows that my human is not ready at this particular minute in time to own a house. Unless perhaps, someone leaves me a house that's already paid for, and the property taxes are included, and all of that. I know I'm being really silly. Let me go back to the Facebook chat. I hope you guys are understanding what I'm talking about, though. It's just it. I mean, I say it all the time. It's always a better idea not to resist, no matter what you're faced with, because whatever you're faced with is happening for your highest good, and you are in the perfect moment to receive whatever spirit has for you by maybe not going to that place that you're being prevented from going to. I don't even know if that was grammatically correct, but that's what came out of my mouth. Okay, so let me make sure I'm going to refresh this really fully, fully and completely so that I don't miss any of you. Okay. All right. I see all of you here. All right. Hey, Renee, I don't know if I said hi to you earlier, did I? Yeah, I don't remember, but hello again if I did. And hello for the first time if I didn't. Okay. I don't know why, but you like popped out at me. For some reason, Renee. That's interesting. Are you having pain in your left hand? And the pain has subsided, by the way, but there's no more pain in my left hand. It was like an instant, just like a minute or two, and then it was gone. So, okay, let me see if any of you had pain in your hand, because I am curious. Okay, Ryan says, I'll take a card if you feel so inclined. I could use some projector insight. All right, so Joni and Ryan want cards. Let's see. And Quelly, hey Quelly, she says, full moon blessings, Lori. And Edward is here. Hey Edward, blessed morning, Lori. He says, I've been pondering about the purpose of purpose. Why does anyone do anything at all? Wow, that is a deep question. I have made my own purpose, which has apparently been the purpose that was made for me anyway. But in the end, my only thoughts are something that lasts beyond my own time. A voice asks why it even matters. What is the point of a goal? What matters of a mission? What is the purpose of purpose? First of all, I love how eloquent you are, Edward. Edward, let me get my mouth to work. So, I mean, I would say that the answer to that question, why does anyone do anything? Because spirit moves you to, and we all come here with a purpose. Some of us have more than one purpose. Most of us have more than one purpose. A very specific purpose. And that's a lot of what human design is about. It kind of tells you and moves you towards your purpose. So I would say that's why. What the why is because spirit puts the inclination in you and moves you towards whatever you're supposed to be doing. And you feel that because you are connected to spirit. So that's the quick answer. Because I know we're getting down to the wire, and of course I wanted to do some card pulls, but let me do the card pulls, and I well actually let me finish answering that, and then I'll do the card pulls because I believe we have a little time. We have about 10 minutes. Where? Oh, I sort of lost you on the Facebook page. There you are. Okay. But I think that pretty much answers it kind of completely. You made your own purpose, and if you're happy doing what you're doing, then that is one of your purposes. The way you know if something is your purpose is if you feel fulfilled and happy doing it. If you don't, then it's probably not your purpose, or I would say definitely not your purpose. Because when you're on purpose and vibing and flowing and doing what feels really good to you, you're supposed to be doing that, and that's how we know. Excuse me. that is truly how we know if it feels resonant in our bodies, and if it feels right and good and gives you enjoyment and pleasure and just, you know, let you feel purposeful and let you feel fulfilled. That is how you know. I don't know if I can answer it any better than that, but I think that's a pretty good way of answering. And I think that says it all, really. So let me go pull the cards. And you can let me know if you have any thoughts regarding what I just said, Edward. I'll pull a card for Joni first. Let's see. Joni said that she is working with some employment and some back burner ideas. So let's see. Let's see what comes up. Pull from the angels, gods, and goddesses deck. Oh, there's a card right away. It's popping right out. I love when they pop out. Okay, this is the God of Reflections card, Joni. And again, if this card resonates for anyone else, then it's for you too. Okay, the qualities you see in others are simply your own reflection. I love that. I think this is one of my favorite cards. God of Reflections. We've gotten this before. This is a card I've definitely read before. God of Reflections. The qualities you see in others are simply your own reflection. Oh, nice. You are giving away your power because you fail to recognize and acknowledge the many wondrous qualities that you possess. Yeah, I kind of feel that for you, Joni. I really do. I don't know if you feel that, but I feel like you're humble and you're self-effacing. And I think you could toot your own horn a little bit more and really get away with it because people really want to know who you are. So this continues. Those are my words. The book wasn't saying that. Okay. The book says, the qualities you admire in others are simply reflections of the same qualities within you. Yet often you falsely believe that others are better than you in some way. It is now time to let go of this belief and allow your beauty, talent, and creativity to shine through. From now on, every time you see beauty in another, let it serve to remind you of your own beauty. If you recognize success in another, check to see how success also exists within you, and so on. As your perceptions are brought into balance, you become a more effective force in the world and have more impact on those around you. By acknowledging all the beautiful qualities that you already possess, you open the door to an endless stream of abundance and blessings, which stem from the heart of creation. Ooh, I think that is so applicable considering your situation and your question. I really do. I love that. I hope that's helpful. I feel like you need to just be a little bit louder and prouder about your own talents and your own beauty and all the things that make you you, because when you're authentic, Joni, people are going to take notice and they can feel that. So that is what I want to say to you, and I hope that is helpful. Excuse me one second, I just have to clear my throat. Good Lord, I have a frog in my throat today. Okay. So Ryan's card, I will pull that. In our last 5 minutes, Ryan, a message, and anyone else who this might resonate for. Okay, let's see. Do that again. I'm getting a little better at this. shuffling the cards. Okay, Ryan, you got the Angel of Finances. It says, honor and give thanks for the blessings you are about to receive. Also one of my favorite cards. They're all my favorite cards. Okay. Angel of Finances. You are about to receive a substantial sum of money, or a substantial stream of money is about to enter your life. Woohoo! You have drawn this card because of your faith in the universe and your strong commitment to your purpose. The Angel of Finances is here to remind you that external wealth simply mirrors our internal beliefs. You can choose to see the world as lacking, or you can see it as abundant. You have realized that money is simply energy, a means of exchange which reflects your values and the way you view life. Honor and give thanks for the blessings you are about to receive, and remember to put your money to good use. Spend and invest your money in ways that help you further your true purpose and long-term goals, whatever they may be. Well, enough said, Ryan. Enough said. Excuse me. So there you go. Okay, let me go back to the chat. And I do feel that for you, Ryan. I feel that quite strongly for you. You've got some good stuff coming. It's a blessing for sure. Just want to make sure you're all good in the chat. Before I end the show, make way in a few minutes for Jamie Dawn and Serena to come up after me. Okay, let's see in the chat. I'm here. Edward says, thank you. I appreciate the answer. That makes sense too. I really do. Jenny says, thank you. You're very welcome, both of you. And she says, I will be open to such. Good. Good, good. That's all spirit wants of us, to be open, right? To be open and not resist. The best advice is just breathe and don't resist. Seriously. But yeah, I love that, and I love knowing that, because when I do that, that is when I get my best results. There's just no denying it. It's happened to me too many times in my life. I have been in situations where I really did just need to trust spirit, surrender to whatever happened to be going on in the moment, even if I didn't really like it much, because I know that it can shift. It's really simple. It can shift if you let it. And it usually does. I mean, not even usually. I will say it always does, because it just does. I've never found it not to. When you can truly trust in spirit and surrender your will to spirit's will, because spirit wants what you want. The energy of love, which is what, so you're not wanting different things. So let spirit run your life, and you will be a much happier person. So I'm going to go be a happy person and live the rest of my life and my day today, the best way I know how, and I hope that all of you do as well. I love all of you very much, and I'm so grateful that you're here listening to me and here with me, asking me questions, allowing me to practice my craft and my art and my intuition with all of you, because it is what I love. One of the things that I love is being able to help in the ways that I am able, and in the ways that spirit made me able to help. So I like to give, I like to receive, and I like to do it in the ways that feel really good. So I will hopefully see you all next week. You have been listening to me, Lori the Love Sherpa, here on 12radio.com, where we are changing the way you listen to the world. Bye, everybody. I love you.